Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was telling Lana this story about our trip to New York when we went down there for the Marconis. We took the train down, and Kennedy and I sat next to each other for, I don't know, how many hours there and back?
Eight.
So you get to know somebody when you travel with them. You get to see their little quirks and features, as they say. And there's a quirk and a feature that you have that I have just been trying to figure out how to bring up.
Go ahead. Just say it.
Okay. So you are a voracious reader.
I am.
You have books. You also have your Kindle.
I do.
But the way you read, I don't know how you finish reading any books.
I think I know where you're going.
It was wild, Dan. So Kennedy was reading this book, and it was something about our history.
Mm-hmm.
And every time there was a moment in the book where they talked about this moment in history, she would put down the Kindle, grab her phone, open up the Google machine, type in that thing to get a photograph of what that moment looked like.
For a frame of reference.
But then would get lost in that moment and forget what she was doing, and then go to another photo and another photo and then another photo, and then there was a text, and that would take like 5 minutes, and then she would pick up the Kindle again and read for another 5 minutes and then do the same thing again. And this went on for an hour. I don't know how you finish any books. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen anybody do when they read.
So, I realize this is my neurospiciness talking, but this is how I process information. So the book I was reading, actually, that book was a Dan Brown book, and it took place in Europe, and it was talking a lot about pieces of art and churches and mansions and buildings and things that had to do with the story. So I wanted to look at it so I could see it in my head to understand the story. But I do this for everything I read. You know, if I'm sitting at lunch reading my magazine, which I do still read magazines, if I don't know something, I put it down, I look it up. It happens all the time. And then that will lead to something else, because if you're reading about this, then they're like, and this happened with that. And then, yes, I tend to go down a rabbit hole. But then I save stuff, because then I can read more about that stuff another time.
But sometimes you can read and you don't need the context of everything.
Yes, crappy books, yes. But books that, like, it's saying they went to this place and it was an important thing to know what it looked like in my head. Daniel.
So let's say you and I are watching a show together.
Okay.
We're sitting on the couch.
Okay.
Are you pausing the show and constantly going on your phone?
So this might be why I'm single, but I've started watching this show. I believe it's on Netflix. It's about President Garfield and his assassination. And it's really well done. I like it. But I didn't know really anything about any of it. So every time I didn't know something or wanted to look up who the person was, I would push pause because I didn't want to miss anything.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I would look that up, learn that thing, try not to go down a rabbit hole and come back. So I watched a 1-hour show and it took me 2 hours.
It does not surprise me at all after watching you read
but
a book.
But I learned a lot.
I would throw Kaylee out the window.
It is to me, it is normal. But who says what is normal? To me, it is normal that at the end of, say, a movie or a TV show, you open up the internet and you go, was that real? Was this part real? Like, I've done that before.
But my brain doesn't work that way.
But I can't wait. In the moment.
If I wait that long, I'll forget. Mm-hmm. So I have learned to just give in to the ADHD and let it ride, because sometimes it just needs to go for a run.
Yeah, sure, I get that.
And that is what I do. But I didn't realize that you noticed it. I didn't realize that it was...
I
didn't even think it was a thing.
Now, I'm the opposite. I could sit on that train and not say a word and not listen to music for 4 straight hours.
No, you couldn't.
I just could.
You absolutely
could. Well, I could talk a little bit.
I've never seen you go 4 hours.
You are a talker.
Well, I am a talker. But I'm just saying, I don't have to listen to music. I don't have to read a book. I can just kind of be there and just let my brain.
Yeah, we don't do that in my house.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm actually also very similar to Kennedy. Mm-hmm. When I read, I'm stopping, especially if I find a word that interests me that I don't know the backstory of.
Oh, yeah, that's what I love the Kindle for.
Or just a topic, right. I'll also do that.
That is what I love the Kindle for.
And then I'll end up reading the same page 46 times because I do that.
Yeah. I remember when I got a Kindle and I said to Kennedy, because Kennedy didn't have one.
I was very anti-Kindle.
She's like, I'm never getting a Kindle. I love the feel of books. And I said, no, but they have this feature where you can look up words that you don't know in the moment, which is wonderful. But grabbing another device and then spending 5 minutes to look up a photo of a building from the 1800s.
It was important. The painting had something to do with the story. I needed to know what the painting looked like. Plus, it educates me and I learn more.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
But you got to do it while the TV show is still playing, if you're with other people.
But then I have to rewind it.
What do you do in a movie? You just walk out of the theater? You grabbing your phone?
I truly can't remember the last time I was at the movie theater. But typically, if I go to a movie, it's like a big bang 'em, shoot 'em up thing I really don't need context for.
Right.
No, I would never open my phone up in a movie. What do you think I am, a cretin?
From the 203.
No, you have tact.
You guys make fun, but this is why we can't be Kennedy.
Boom. Thank you, ADHD. The best gift I was ever given. Just wish I'd known about it earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I hope that explains it.
It does. And, it has been
in the crawl of
my brain for the past month.
Were you sitting across from her? Was it bothering you that she
sitting
was doing
next to her. I was sitting right next to her, and I was just watching her. And really, the amazing part was watching her scan through the internet, how she does it. It was like watching a computer or a robot scan through the internet, the way you were increasing the size, lowering the size, going forward, going back, opening up other pages so you could get into
this
thing.
Well, I needed to save the page so I remember it later.
I wouldn't have even remembered what the book was about. You spent so much time looking up other things.
And you could see it all because her font is 8 million.
It is that, too.
You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.